Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clint Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clint Powell. I am Stace Cargie.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And we're so happy to have you back, Lindy.
Yay!
We've missed you.
Oh, I've missed you too. I'm glad to be back.
Glad to have you back. And we have a very special guest with us today. She's been on with us before. And if you have lived in Cumberland County more than about 5 minutes, you not only know who this woman is, but the work that she does with the United Fund. Please welcome back Miss Holly Neal.
Thank you so very much. What a pleasure.
So happy to have you back here with us
today. Thank you.
And all the good work that United Fund does. And you have a big event coming up that we wanted to talk about.
We do. It's called, this is our second annual holiday market at Kimbrough Farms.
Kimbrough Farms is the coolest place. Now, if you don't know what Kimbrough Farms is, it used to be Autumn Acres.
Right.
And the Kimbrough family purchased it, and they have done some amazing upgrades to it. And, man, it is just an event center anymore. It's fantastic.
It is, and they keep adding. So this year they've added a zip line, a petting zoo, and I heard there might be a pony even at the petting zoo.
Oh,
and they turn their wagon rides into sleigh rides with all the Christmas lights, and they have over 2,000 holiday lights, Santa's workshop. So Santa will be there, and a place for kids to make crafts, sponsored by Burnett Law. We're excited about that. And then there's even a shopping area for the children that they can buy for their family.
I love this.
I know. That's just great. And, you know, anytime you've got kids, animals, things to buy, and sleighs and Santa, it's a big win.
And hopefully a Christmas cookie or two.
Hopefully, yes. We actually have a couple of vendors that will have Christmas cookies, the cookie box and the cookie roundup.
Love it. So, Miss Holly, when is the holiday market?
It is coming up real soon, the weekend before Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving weekend. It's November the 23rd, 24th, the 30th, and December 1st from 2 to 7 at Kimbrough Farms, and that's off exit 311.
I love it. I mean, this is just so cool. And the funds are going to go back to support United Fund, correct?
That is correct. And this year, we are providing grant funding for 33 local partner agencies and all the work they do in our community.
Now, can I let a little kitty out of the bag?
I'm always good for good news.
Well, I heard some good news today that I'm actually going to have Miss Lindy share. So, Miss Lindy.
Yes, we are so honored and thankful at Clinch Pal to become a new United Fund partner so that we can continue and expand our work for home repair for Cumberland Countyans. So, we're super thankful for that and excited. And now let's hear more about this holiday fair, because, you know, it's time to Christmas shop.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is. And if I can list the vendors we have so far.
Please, go ahead.
And we're still taking vendors, but we'll have Philomena's Flowers, and she makes jewelry out of Tennessee flowers.
Oh.
And it's just lovely. The Wicked Good Body soaps, lotions, bath bombs, and facial serums.
Love.
The Sparkling Bee handmade clay earrings.
Fun.
Comfort Creations, and they are homemade crocheted items. And the Grinches are the cutest. My granddaughter wants one so bad.
A crocheted Grinch. Love it.
Yeah, she'll have crocheted pumpkins and Highland cows, too. Sherry B's Treasures Kitchen and Home Essentials. The cookie roundup I mentioned, and they'll have not only cookies, but brownies, scones, and variety packs.
Yeah.
And the Mystic Willa by Virginia. She was with us last year. Leather and beaded jewelry and ornaments. The Lazy J Art Studio and Papa's Pot Shop, and that's hand-thrown pottery, dinnerware, face mugs.
Ooh.
You have to see those. They're very interesting, and paintings. The Cookie Box will have their classic and stuffed cookies. And then the United Fund, we have a group of crafters, and they have made gnomes out of Christmas trees. They are so precious.
Oh.
And we had a donor that has given us some homemade wood duck pool toys. and handcrafted wood stoppers for your wine bottles.
Ooh, love that.
And you will have some pet scarves, too. So that's what we've got right now.
Wait. Did you say pet scarves as in like for my dogs?
Yes. And they'll be holiday themed.
Just in time for your Christmas postcard.
Absolutely. And since you lit up over that, you can also bring your pets to get pictures with Santa.
Santa Paws. Love that.
That's awesome.
And I love that this is a family event.
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
If you're like me and you have more kids than you can count. I think at last count, we're up to 34 that are going to be in my living room for Thanksgiving. But a lot of the grandkids. So because it's over that weekend, I can just bring them out there and let them run wild, right? And they could do their little shopping for their moms and dads. I mean, how fun is that?
It is great fun. Plus, we're going to have live entertainment. So on the first Saturday, opening Saturday, the 23rd, Memory Road, a local favorite. Mm-hmm. November the 24th is Sweet Assurance Women's Ensemble. November the 30th is Dennis Long. And December 1st is the husband-wife duo, A Blind Date.
Ooh.
Oh, you got to come and get their story.
Right? I've never heard. Are they local?
They are. They haven't been here real long, but they're getting around, and they are a ton of fun.
Love that. That sounds awesome. And what times? What are the times for the holiday fair?
The holiday market is from 2 to 7 on those dates.
And there's no admission to come in, right?
No, there is.
Oh, there is. Okay.
There is.
You
remember, we're about United
That's right.
Fun.
That's right.
Raising, yes.
So we can do good work.
We can do good work. So the prices are $10 for adults, okay. $8 for children, seniors, veterans, and first responders, and then $3 for children under 2.
I love that.
And the proceeds benefit the Cumberland County United Fund.
I love it. I'm so happy. And you guys do such amazing work at United Fund. And a lot of people, if you're new to the area, you may not know, United Fund doesn't actually do the work. You support those of us in this nonprofit space that are out in the field doing the work. And believe me, we need that.
Yes, we do. And so remind us a little bit, Holly, on the work that you support and share some spotlight on the good works of your groups, because that's really important to talk about so you know how important it is to come out to the holiday event and have fun.
Yes.
Spend your money.
Yes.
And it may cost a certain amount to get in the door, but I'm pretty sure you will accept additional donations as well.
We always are open for that. And the United Fund, we're in our 58th, going into our 59th year, so we're well established here in Cumberland County. We are not a lot of people that have moved here from other places still have a hard time accepting and understanding that we are not United Way and we're not affiliated with United Way. And the difference is everything we do is here locally, raising money and giving money away. So that makes us unique. We have one part-time employee, that is me. The rest of the work is done by our volunteers. And so we're always looking at ways that we can strengthen our nonprofits. And one of the ways is to give out grant funding. So maybe they're not having to work quite so hard on the fundraising, and they can be more about what the services and the programs that they're bringing to our community.
Let's talk for a minute, Holly, if we can, about some of the amazing nonprofits that are working here in Cumberland County. Because, you know, you hear the big ones, right? You know, we hear the big nationals.
Right.
But there are so many organizations. And I was so grateful to United Fund, because what you all did was you enabled all of us to come to United Fund and to speak with your grant writers and get some tips. And we got to kind of connect with some other folks to understand a little bit more about what they're doing and partner. And, hey, you know, this kind of aligns with us over here. I mean, it's everything from just very, very small groups to bigger groups.
And some of them are all volunteer groups, and then some of them are highly staffed groups. They've got more staff than what we have with one part-time person. But it's everybody working together, and thank you for highlighting our agency review teams. And so there are local people that are looking over the grant request and then connecting with our people that are delivering the services. And so that's wonderful. Now, I'm going to tie in the holiday market with some of our partner agencies.
Please do.
Because some of them are helping us with the corn maze Christmas scenes.
Love.
Okay. So you'll go through the corn maze and you'll come upon these different Christmas scenes. So a couple of our partner agencies that are helping with that are the Cumberland Adult Reading Council, and their theme is Christmas stories. We have Hospice, and we support the Cumberland House, and they're doing Candyland. The Tad Center is going to have a toy soldier theme. Kids on the Rise, a hot air balloon with Santa. And then we have some others, like the Cumberland County Recycling is going to have a Christmas tree out of recycled materials, which is very cool. First Bank is going to have a Grinch display. And then I've still got a few surprises from Regions Bank, First National Bank, and Paramount Title. I've not gotten their themes yet. They're working on that.
I love this. And those agencies that you mentioned, I've had the pleasure to work with the Adult Reading Council.
Mm-hmm.
I had actually a personal friend, and she had gotten through about the fifth grade. So her reading skills were really needing assistance. And she knew enough that she could get by. But her goal, she had told me, she said, you know, I've always wanted just to be able to sit down and read a book, you know, a big book, you know, and that's how she had described it for me. And I was able to refer her.
Great.
And when she graduated through that program, you have never seen a more avid reader. And I know growing
That's
up, my
awesome.
Mom and dad always told me that reading was the door to everything.
Mm-hmm. And we have some that want to come so they could read to their children.
Love it.
And get their skills that way. And then we just had a phone call this week for a referral, and it's somebody that's moved here from Italy. And so they're looking at English as a second language, and they're helping with that along with Spanish speaking. And so that's kind of something you don't necessarily think about, but they're helping them with that, too. So it's just wonderful what they're doing.
That is wonderful. And, you know, one of the other ones you mentioned was hospice. And I have a family member who was a recipient of those Oh, so important.
Yeah. It is. Services. And we're supporting the Cumberland House. And so that is a place you can go in hospice care. And it's great.
And
I was just there
a
couple of weeks ago with a friend of mine. Yeah. And it was just it's a peaceful place, a place where their families can come and their friends can come. And just love on them real good.
That's it. They do wonderful. They do God's
really
work.
Really do. But, yes.
Wow, you're all going to get me all teary-eyed here, and I want to talk about Santa Paws. Look at this. I'm ready. So if I bring my little tie guy, right, and I get him, and I go and I visit the vendor, and we get him his little Christmas scarf, and then we take him over. He gets to have his picture with Santa Paws. I mean, this is just like one of the many activities going on.
And Anna Wise with Burnett Law has come up with wonderful ideas for the kids' crafts, and that is free. There's no charge for that. And if by chance we had a little line for Santa Claus, they could be making a craft while they're waiting, because Santa and Santa's workshop are all together.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'll have three there, little ones. So that's good to know. And I'll bet part of those crafts may be some ornaments that they can hang on their own Christmas tree.
And then the food. And so we've got the cookie vendors and then the things that they have with Kimbrough Farms. They have all kinds of things. I think fried Oreos, funnel cakes.
Got me a funnel cake.
All those kind of great things. hot cocoa.
What a great way to start the Christmas season. You know, we're coming off of that turkey coma. You know, you get the turkey done and it's like, you know what? I'm ready. I mean, I've been playing, don't judge. I've been playing Christmas tunes since before, you know, Halloween. But to be able to go out and to be with our friends in the community and to have an amazing family day is one thing. But then knowing that you're doing good on top of it.
Win-win. We like win-wins. And with that, I want to talk about our sponsors. They've really come on strong this year, and we're very thankful for them. And that's Cumberland Components, Inc., 304 Family Wealth, Raymond James, Peg Broadcasting, First Bank, The Ark, and that's one of our partner agencies, One Bank, Hilltoppers, another one of our partners, Regions Bank, First National Bank, Crossville Chronicle, and Business Equipment Clinic. And so we're thankful for that. And we're always looking for more sponsors, more corn maze scenes, more vendors, all of that. And you can contact us at 931-484-4082 or go to our website, www.cumberlandunitedfund.org. Scroll down just a little bit and you can see all the information about the holiday market.
I was going to say, I bet you welcome as many sponsors as you can get.
Absolutely.
And is it like a variety of levels that you could go in with sponsorship?
Yes, $1,000 is our gold sponsors. We've got several of those, $500 silver, and then we have the bronze, which is $100. So
that's wonderful.
So what if somebody was, you know, just saying, you know, I'd like to do something. I'd like to give back. I'd like to help out somehow. I'm not a business, but are you taking volunteers? Do you need volunteers to help?
We have some open volunteer spots, and especially if you love children. where you can help with the shopping or the Christmas crafts, that's great. We also are needing a few volunteers to help be out with the corn maze. There is a clue sheet that will help move you around the maze so you can see the different Christmas scenes. So,
and thank goodness, because I've actually gotten lost in a corn maze once.
Oh, no.
And I thought they were going to have to helicopter me out of that thing.
Well, we hope that does not happen.
It was me, Holly. It wasn't anybody else. It was me. So there needs to be a Google Maps or other app to get you out of the corn maze.
I think it'll be all right. You can follow the Christmas music
there
that will be playing around.
I want to talk more, ask more questions about, you're talking about in the corn maze. Now, I've been through a corn maze before. And you say there's themes. So is that like within, there'll be different places and it'll be like an area that's going to have all this different Christmas.
Well, you go through the corn maze. You go through the maze, and then they've cut out spaces along the route that they will set up their scene. And then you'll walk a little bit more, and you'll come up on a scene. And last year, it was such a blessing for me to be out in the corn maze and hearing little children come up on the next scene. And it was like, oh, look at, you know, whatever it was. And it was like, I couldn't quite picture it last year. But since we've done it once, it's like, oh, yes, it's wonderful. Because you really can't see what's coming next.
Right.
While you're going through the maze.
Right.
And then you come up. And the other great thing, they're lit up, and that's one reason last year we started a little bit earlier, and we realized if you started too early, it was a little too long to stay until see the lights when it got dark. And so that's the reason for the 2 to 7, because you want to be there seeing it all lit up.
Yeah. Wow. And okay. I, you know, that I'm a pragmatic person, so my brain's going, that means they've had to run electricity
out to
these different areas. So, you know, that's a real effort. Not only just I can imagine the scenes and how great that'll be, and I can absolutely visualize and hear the little kids' screams.
Right. So, well, and Kimbrough Farms, we did it last year, and they were open a couple of weekends after we were there, and they came back with, we just want to be open with y'all there. And so we extended it to 2 weekends for us all to be there together. And just such a blessing. They're so generous with us,
yes.
Even helping us get sponsors and just advertising. We had a lot of save the dates went on cars that were there for the corn maze. So it's
great.
Just a wonderful partnership, and we couldn't be more grateful. They are great to work with.
So cool. Excited. So let's talk for a minute, if we can, Miss Holly, about some of the nonprofits mm-hmm. that are grantees through United Fund. As Lindy alluded to earlier, we are one of the newest.
Mm-hmm.
So we're super excited. So again, thank you so much to everyone involved with the United Fund and definitely everyone who's ever made a donation, because
yes.
these dollars stay right here in Cumberland County. And in the case of Clinch Powell, this is going to be to help seniors, low-income seniors in Cumberland County, to be able to get repairs or an upgraded HVAC system, which is, I get calls every single day. And I know you guys do probably too at United Fund, with people saying, where do I go for help?
Right.
Right. This is a super needed service. So we're super, super happy about that. I know I was talking to some of the other folks, and one of the other agencies that I've seen boots on the ground, I'd love for you to share some insights on them, is the Crabwater Care Center. I was a substitute in the Cumberland County Schools. My kids went to Cumberland County Schools, and I've seen their backpack program. And if you could talk a little bit about that and how United Fund is helping them, that would be great.
All right. Well, I just got off the phone right before I came here with Crab Orchard Care Center.
See how that works?
Yeah, I know. And it brings a tear to my eye, because their director that had been with them forever, Mary Nelson, passed away
yes.
a little while ago. And so that's a tender spot for me. But they're carrying on. Mm-hmm. She set them up well, and they learned their lessons well. And yesterday they served 81 families. Mm-hmm. 81 families, not people, families. Mm-hmm. So that's hot off the press. That's how many they're serving. And so they provide food on Wednesdays and Saturdays. They've also partnered and gotten some medical care to come on some Saturdays. And so they're doing great things there. Our feeding programs, Homestead Community Food Pantry, Roan State Food Pantry, they're doing great work. There's food available here in our community. And what I like to remind people, many people are in situations, I call them seasons. They're in a season. And food can help them, because that frees up their grocery dollars.
Yep.
That they can then put toward their bills.
Amazing.
And I know one lady I talked to this season, she was in medical debt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real thing,
been
folks.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, it's a real thing. And yeah. so to have the hope that it's a season, and to realize the resources within our community. Now, about the backpack programs, I'll move more over to Second Harvest Food Bank.
Perfect.
So that's where the food comes from, and that's where the majority of the food comes from in our community anyway. And so we support them because of what they do in our community. And they have a greater buying power than any of our local food banks would have, food pantries. And so that's a great combination there. And they provide the food for the backpacks. Local people are packing them and getting them to the schools, but they're kid friendly. Mm-hmm. And they're for the children for the weekend, so that we make sure that they're fed.
Food insecurity is such a huge, huge issue in our nation, not just our community.
Right.
And what I saw firsthand working in the schools is, when you have a child that is hungry, it is nearly impossible to do anything else, right? You
right.
can't learn if you're hungry,
right?
Because that's all you're focused on, right? So for us to be able, and one of the things I'm so appreciative of is that our schools provide not just free breakfast, but free
mm-hmm.
lunch for all students now.
Woo-hoo.
And that it's, you know what, I mean, it's so important that we are able to feed our kids. And what I see with these backpacks is I see them going home and, you know, the parents are actually making family meals out of them, mm-hmm. which is great because they're giving them enough to be able to sustain that. So super appreciative of that and the work that Second Harvest does. Again, like you said, right here, boots on the ground, our community and all of our local churches and folks that pitch in to help. I know electricity and there's bill assistance.
There are, and our partner agencies are serving people from little bitties at the child care home away from home and Head Starts up to hospice.
Yeah.
I mean, we really are covering every aspect of that. A low income housing assistance for the frail elderly, for our people with special needs, there's all kinds of services for them. And then we've got the great programs that are working in prevention, with drug prevention, vaping and different things. And so just trying all the way around to make for a healthy, safer, good, well community. And part of the United Fund, too, not only yeah, we're all about the money and fundraising, but it's also education. And so a lot of times, those are the two prongs when we go out and talk to our business partners and talk to their employees. It's a matter of educating them of what is available in our community, because we never know when we might need something, or somebody might that we're in a relationship with might share with us, and then they've got the resources to be able to point them in the right direction.
I know a lot of businesses in the area participate in your Fair Share program.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. You want to speak a little bit about that?
Yes, and that is where we go into businesses and they allow payroll deduction. And that is where the majority of our donations come. And I'll give a shout out to Colinx.
Yes.
Colinx has been our top supporter for years, and they match dollar for dollar with their employees. And so just getting that out, our schools, our educators are another great givers, and a lot of that, I think, Stace, goes back to what you talked about. They see it in the classroom.
Yeah.
You know, so they see what parents and their families of these children are struggling with at times. And so then we've got great programs like 4-H, Boy Scouts, those type programs. They're just healthy programs to raise wonderful give back to our community people.
Yeah. You're talking about the Colinx and that sort of employee regular giving and with the employer match, which is fantastic. So shout out to them. But there are many other businesses. Cumberland County is growing like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And perhaps they're listening some and they don't really hadn't recognized it's an opportunity or had thought about it and didn't act on it, but it would be a great time to think
yes.
towards that, because not only, even with the employees making the contributions, it is still it's a way to be a good community member. We as an organization, we as a people, we as neighbor to neighbor, it's just an overall, you know, just somebody reminding somebody this is an opportunity. Well, and if a business was interested, my guess is they would contact you at where?
Yeah. Yeah, I can call at 931-484-4082, or they can email me. It's Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Neal, N-E-A-L, at CumberlandUnitedFund.org.
Okay, one last big shout out for the holiday fair. What are the dates again, Miss Holly?
The holiday market is November the 23rd, 24th, 30th, and then we run into that first Sunday in December, the 1st.
Love it. And the hours?
2 to 7.
And I'd like to say, there's nobody more perfect to have this holiday market than somebody named Holly.
Holly.
Absolutely.
It's got to be your time of year. It's magic. So we're all going to be there to support you.
Thank you. And it's a win-win. It's win for the United Fund, our partners, and our community. We can help make memories.
And again, from all of us at Clinch Pal, we want to thank United Fund and our community for supporting United Fund, because we are so honored to be a grantee. We're excited to take the funds that we were awarded and put them right back into our community
yes.
and help seniors.
So speaking of that,
yes,
you know, our goal is to make seniors safer and warmer this winter.
Yes.
And
yes,
save money on bills. So if you or someone you know needs assistance, how do they contact us?
Very simple. ClinchPowell.net. You can apply right there online. Just click on the home repair. Or if you're one of those people that, hey, I just want to talk to somebody, you can call me. I'm right here in Cumberland County. I'm across Villian, so I know where you're at. You just call me at 865-274-8598. Again, 865-274-8598. And I'm Stace, S-T-A-C-E, at ClinchPowell.net. And Miss Holly, we will be pushing the holiday market on our socials as well.
Thank you.
To get the word out. At clinchpal.net and also on our Facebook. So make sure you friend us, like us, share us. We're on Instagram. We're on all the socials, so you can't miss us.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. It's always a joy to visit with you and learn about the great things that the United Fund is doing.
You took my word. It's a joy to be with you, too. And is it too early to say Merry Christmas?
No, say it. Let's do it. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. All of that. Come out and support the United Fund.
Exactly.
Until next week, this is Dollars and Cents on WAEW with Clint Powell. We'll see you next week.
Dollars and Cents with Clint Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW. WAM.